Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Family singing the truth of it all. Amen. We appreciate that. We're looking today, once again, this is part number two of the message, and we're preaching on understanding the man of the ark. Amen. Hope this will be a blessing to you as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
In order for you to be used of God, can I say, to be beneficial, to be a success, to be somebody that looks back on. We walked through the Heritage Museum yesterday at Crown College, and we're walking by Lester Roloff. Praise God. Lester Roloff on the wall. Praise God. He done some great things for God. We're walking by J. Harold Smith, God Street Deadline, preacher of the gospel, faithful. We're walking by. I mean, you walk down them hallways and you're walking around those Billy Sunday's cars there parked at the Crown College Museum. I mean, and his ball glove. Can God use a ball player? God did. God used Billy Sunday. Amen. God can use you no matter what, where you're from. God can use you this morning. But you're going to have to sacrifice your life to Him. That requires surrender. Now, when God asked Noah to build this ark, we have no idea what he was doing. He might have been a banker. Who's to say that they didn't have a modern-day civilization like we've got pre-flood? He could have been any, I mean, you think about it. He could have been, I mean, all kinds of different things that Noah could have been. We don't know. We have no idea. But we do know this. Noah was a man of faith. When we look at Noah's life, the man of the ark, what we see is this. We see from chapter 6 to chapter 7, we can read the life of Noah in 30 minutes. However, Noah lived a span of time. I mean, it's not like that Noah said, I know how I'm going to come out of this thing. He didn't know that. And listen, while we know the ending, while we know God's going to take care of us, while we know that, man, God saved us for a purpose, we're going to heaven, we're going to be with God, we have no idea what we're going to do in eternity, amen, other than praise Jesus, right? But God knows what he's doing. So while we're reading chapter 6 and chapter 7 in 30 minutes, we got to remember this. Noah don't know what's going on. He's trusting God every step of the way. I mean, Noah had no idea while building the ark that his family was going to be changed forever. I believe this. Noah, while building the ark, he had no idea that he was going to be the last one standing. He had no idea that you are going to be his descendants. He had Noah didn't know those. He was just doing what God had asked him to do. And if we'll do what God asked us to do, can you imagine the ripple effect of how it's going to impact generations? You daddies, you have no idea how strong of an influence that you are over your children. I mean, fatherless homes are homes that we find in all kinds of facets of life. We see murders and we see all kinds of people that are in prison this morning as a result of a fatherless home. You have no idea the impact that you have on your children. But I'm going to ask you this morning. Are you living your life like Noah lived before his sons? Are you living a life that's godly? Are you living a life, amen, before the Lord that's going to, man, show them Jesus in you? That's what we want to focus on this morning. I want you to see, first of all, Noah's name seems to point us to Christ. Noah's name. Look at chapter number 5, verse number 28. Chapter number 5, verse number 28. Genesis chapter 5, verse 28. The Bible says, and Lamech lived 108 years and begat a son. And he called the name of his son Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil and our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Arthur Pink said that Noah's name means this. It means rest. In the midst of the sin-cursed world, according to verse number 29, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil and our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. This time frame that we're in is a time frame where men had to work hard to see things happen. They had to work hard for results. That's the same thing we're doing today, amen. Have you ever noticed the harder you work now, it seems like, man, the less you get? Amen. I'm not calling on a politician by name. Amen. And we can't put one man as responsibility for those things, but I will tell you this. Praise God, this morning, you know this, that, hey, listen, as long as sin prevails upon the earth, there's going to be work. There's going to be hardship. There's going to be those things that, man, that you have to deal with on a daily basis. So Noah's name means rest. Now, I got to thinking about this, a world that's full of work and hardship. Noah's father looked at his son, and he looked down into the eyes of that boy, and he said this, I think his name ought to be called Noah. Amen. He's going to bring us rest. He's going to bring us, amen, y'all with me this morning. Amen. This is one going to bring us some help, amen. In order to have rest, you've got to be redeemed. I just simply, man, I don't know why, but I sit down in that office and all of a sudden, the Lord just takes me from the name of Noah over to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? And I was reminded of what Jesus said. Jesus said this over in Matthew chapter number 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Can I tell you this morning, what you're looking for is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, preacher, I need Washington. Washington's going to do what they're going to do. But I'm going to tell you something. God Almighty is taking care of us. Washington didn't feed me today. Amen. God fed me today. Washington didn't clothe me today. Jesus clothed me today. You say, preacher, how in the world can I be successful? Live for Jesus every day. Quit worrying about the world. Boy, I tell you what you're looking for is found in Jesus. Jesus this morning is my peace. He's my protector. He's my provider. But not only do we see that Noah's name means rest, but also this. Noah seems to also, his character seems to point us to the Lord Jesus Christ as well. What type of person was Jesus? Somebody tell me. What type of character, what type of person was the Lord Jesus Christ? He was humble, he was loving, right? What about kind? That's good, amen. Anybody else? How about this? Let's talk about his sinfulness. Huh? He is sinless, right? All right, so let's talk about his righteousness for just a moment. Now look at this. Look at chapter 6, verse number 8. Y'all with me? Chapter 6, verse number 8. The Bible said this in verse number 8. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Well, I got to think about that. That statement seems to bring us to a time where all of humanity had turned from the Lord. It seems to man remind us, hey, what was going on the earth? There was wickedness all over the face of the earth, right? But then there was one. There's one named Noah. And as God begins to look down upon the humanity, and as God begins to look down across the face of the earth, this is what he sees. He sees that one living right. He sees that one living righteously. And boy, God said, hold on a minute. I was about to destroy all of them. But I want y'all to look down yonder. Noah, he seems to be doing something right. The Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Individually. Not corporately, but individually, while looking upon fallen man, God looks at one and he sees the righteousness. He sees the man, the walk, the character of one. And notice what takes place. Because of the one, God does something. It turns the heart of God and is saying, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to give man an opportunity. Now, listen, what you need is this. Your character ought to look like Christ because God's looking at you. You say, preacher, you're judging me. Listen, it ain't about me judging you. God's looking. God's looking on. You say, well, I don't like the church because the church is judging and all that. Listen, it's not about that. It's about God looking at you. And God's taking his word and he's saying, hey, are you doing these things? Are you living this way? Are you living righteously? Are you with me? Now, Noah is one who's living a life that's a life not based upon selfish desires, but Noah's living a life that's based on a heart for God. He's living his life. I mean, have you ever been saved this morning, born again, grace of God, amen, raise your hand. All right, saved and you know it, saved. Amen. Amen. All right, thank God, praise God. Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've been saved? If you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've been saved, then you ought to know this too. You ought to also know that, man, your life ought to be lived in such a way that it brings out the character and the heart of God. Does everybody around you see Jesus? With your words, with your actions, does everybody see Jesus? Amen. Noah was grace found in the eyes of the Lord. He just wants to please God, that's all. And when looking at the Lord Jesus Christ, Noah is one who delighted, he's delighted in God the Father. He found grace in the eyes of God, just as Jesus was pleasing to the Father. Matthew chapter number 3, verse 17 says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. In whom I am well pleased. Can I tell you, is the Lord pleased in you? Can he see those things in you?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.